Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You asked this question, or you stated an opinion before the show, and I think it could be the subject of our Twitter poll today. Is this a must-win for the Steelers? I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. We're in week three. We got a must-win game. I kind of think it is. Why do you think it is?
Got a rebound. I mean, you got to, because the way to win, I think, this game is to show that you fixed some of the issues. And if you win this game, then you're, I mean, not just like win by 2 points like you did against the Jets. Like, it's not going to have to, it can't come down to a last second field goal. Like, you got to win this game. Like, win. If you win, then you could kind of see maybe that they fix some of the issues. And if you don't win, and maybe it is, even though you do win, a last second field goal and you only win by a couple points and still the same issues, it's still the same problem. So, like, you're still not going to feel that good.
I think that's really well said. And Rodgers sort of touched on that yesterday. It's not a binary, but that's sort of the business they're in. That is the business they're in. So, first and foremost, win the game. But, yeah, it'd be nice if they won the game and you went, oh, wow, the offensive line actually took a step forward. Ooh, they won the game. Oh, wow, the defensive front, they played a lot better. And I was hoping that we would see that against the Seahawks because they talked a big game about fixing it. And, okay, they can give up 184 rushing yards or whatever it was like they did week one, but it was still really bad. So I'm with you. You got to win, and you got to look like a better football team.
Right.
Like, I was encouraged by week one because I didn't think that they would have that path to victory a ton this year, and they hadn't for the last half decade where your quarterback wins you a game. That part was encouraging. They got whooped pretty much everywhere else. Well, they got whooped everywhere on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
They're also a favorite, man. They're on the road. They're a point and a half favorite. Go win the football game.
Yeah.
Like, I think Drake May is a specimen. He's also a second-year player. Go beat him. Take the run away from him. Beat him. Stephon Diggs, good player. He's not, I don't think, better than Njigba.
Right now, for sure.
For sure. I don't think he's better than Garrett Wilson. Like, they got some dudes, but this is a team on the road that you're favored against, you need to go in there and you need to take care of business. So do you think it's a must win? 412-928-9370. If it were a must win, I think you'd see Derek Harmon play. Here's what he had to say about working his way back from injury.
I'm very anxious, man. I just want to get out there and help the team any way I can right now. Right now, my main focus is trying to be prepared and make sure I'm healthy enough to get out there.
He was optimistic that he's close to 100%. He practiced in a limited capacity yesterday. Do you rush him back?
Man.
And I'll be clear, I actually don't think he's going to play. I think he needs a full week of full participation as a rookie before Tomlin's going to play him. But that's not the question. The question is, if he's healthy, should he play?
If he's healthy, he should play. But if he's, you know, 90%, I don't think so. I don't think you want to rush back a rookie and then, you know, worry about him re-injuring that knee.
And then you wind up missing him for half the year, and we saw what happened with Roman Wilson last year. Like, do you ever trust him to get up to speed?
But if he doesn't play this week, is he going to travel next week to Ireland? And then after that is the bye week, right?
Yeah.
And so what's the deal there? Like, what's your plans there? If he doesn't play this week, are you going to really travel him to Ireland to play his first game in Ireland, all the way, you know, in a different country, and then come back and then have the bye week? Or do you just wait till after the bye week to bring him back?
This is an educated guess, though I've been told nothing. I feel like if he doesn't play this week, you don't play him until after the bye.
Right.
And you just let him get healthy.
Yeah.
and you run him out there, then routine, something I've learned from you, routine is such a big deal. You want to talk about a totally different experience? Let's say he's not healthy this week, practices in full next week, then you're changing time zones. You're going to a different country. Everything is different. You're driving on the wrong side of the road whenever you get over there. That's not a position where you're going to succeed. And as excited as I am for the game and the atmosphere and all that, watch the college football game in Ireland. That turf was a disaster. It's a different field at Croke Park. But in a lot of these games, the Brazil game last year, the turf for soccer, they do weird stuff over there in Europe. I'm not going to pretend to understand. They got Euros and stuff too. I don't know. But I don't know that that's the best case scenario for running them out there.
Yeah.
So must win, it kind of feels like that. Like you can't start 1-2 when we know what the back of the schedule looks like, but you do need to have the full scope of the season in your mind, and it would probably be short-sighted to play Derek Harmon this week.
Man, if you start 1-2,
yeesh,
and your win is only by 2 points to the Jets, that is tough.
They could easily
be 0-3.
Yeah.
To mediocre to not great football teams.
Ifs, buts, candy, nuts. But, yeah, if they had if Kenneth Gainwell didn't force that fumble week one, you're sitting here probably at 0-2 right now with way more questions than answers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.